You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is September 28th, 2020. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast on our last podcast of September, our first podcast of the fall, and final podcast of Straight Razor Month. So a lot of things going on for this show, and it is the show before the fall seasonal special. So lots of stuff going on in the wet shaving world for that. Really going to be an exciting season this year for fall products, so I'm really excited to bring this episode to you. I have already started working on it, and I have already about 15 or 20 vendors that have already produced their actual fall products, and they're available right now. So it's a very, very exciting episode to do. As I've mentioned before, it's my favorite show of the year, and I look forward to finishing that up and having that go on the next podcast. So in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from today, it will be ready to go and ready for your listening enjoyment. So remember, September is Straight Razor Month, so we're going to finish off Straight Razor Month with shaving with a straight razor. And I just look in the show notes. I kept the show notes very vague because I'm going to talk a lot about it instead of really writing it down. And I also added some links to the show notes from all the articles that I've written, that Mantic's written, or other vendors and artisans have written regarding straight razors that really are relevant and easy to understand and makes sense. That's what I really did at the end. So you can really feed into that. It's a lot of information to put into 20 minutes. So we can go from there. But we'll definitely cover all the bullet points and the most important parts as well. So also, we're going to talk about stropping, honing, and maintaining your straight razor as a second part of the episode, because that's really important as well. I think all in all with a straight razor, all the things have to come into play in order for it to be an enjoyable experience. And that's why it just takes just a little bit longer learning curve than with like a safety razor or any other form of any other form of shaving. And it is a lot of fun. So it's a lot of fun to collect. It's a lot of fun to play around with and just really restore them and collect them and just use them. But they don't straight razors don't really get the amount of attention or amount of that you would see with safety razors, just because not as many people use them. But they are just as fun, and they are just as valuable, and they are just as really as complex as a safety razor. So another, we'll also talk a little bit more about really the honing aspect. I'll get a little bit in detail with that with my notes here. The only reason why honing is so controversial, it's just like, it's one guy will say, I use only this. Then one person says, I use natural stones with a synthetic stone. And my recommendations are just to start off and just really just mess around with what you can and just learn how to hone first and then go purchase a lot of things. And that's something that in wet shaving that a lot of us do. It's a relatively inexpensive hobby. Okay. It's not like driving sports cars. It's not like playing golf and buying golf clubs that cost thousands of dollars. Or video games that, you know, you would spend maybe $500 on this and that. I mean, for a few hundred dollars, you can get started in the wet shaving world and have enough stuff to last you for a while. So it's important to understand not to go and purchase everything all at once, because you won't be able to really master the craft of it. And then you might actually get discouraged and end up stopping. That happens to a lot of guys as well. But I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to that point of the honing aspect, about what to purchase, hones, and all that. But in general, you know, this is a good point to bring up in wet shaving for you guys that are just starting out. Granted, this podcast has been on for about almost 5 years now. So a lot of you have been listening, you know, week to week, year to year, all that good stuff. But really to understand that when you start wet shaving, really start with one razor, one brush, and one soap at least for 30 to 60 days. And the reason why we say this is master something before you go and try something else. All soaps, believe it or not, are different. They all lather differently. They all perform differently. They all smell differently. All that stuff, they're different. And all brushes perform differently too. And sometimes when you try one soap to another soap, you may not get the same quality lather for the same amount of water, for the same amount of strokes. I can tell you right now, I use a different soap every day. I switch off my soaps. And my collection's pretty modest now. It's not as big as it used to be. I mean, I do have quite a few soaps and stuff like that, but I don't use, like, I guess I, what I'm saying is, like, I use a different brand, different artisan, different company every day. Like, I try to do something different. And I can tell you that every day my technique for blathering, for shaving is changed because of the products that I use. If I use a different razor, there's certain razors use require a different angle. For example, a Gillette vintage, let's say Fat Boy, will shave way differently than a one blade razor or a Mongoose or even a Gem safety razor that's single edge, right? They all shave differently, so you got to adjust your technique. Same thing goes with soaps. Same thing goes with brushes as well. So really, the master that one set that you purchase prior to going crazy and buying everything else. Because honestly, you look at it, you can spend $500 in the first minute that you're with wet shaving, and you can buy a lot of stuff, and then you can, you know, everything's going to kind of change a little bit when you use it. So just a word of advice. I'm not telling anybody how to live their life or how to do things like that, but just it makes it a little bit easier. So moving along, guys, I also received an email regarding what kind of equipment do I use when I record these podcasts. And I was going to briefly just discuss what I do use. I hope the quality is good. And the quality has gotten a little bit better since I've updated, but I don't have like such high-tech equipment. I use a Blue Snowball Ice, I think a microphone, USB mic, which I've had since day one, since I started when it was the Wet Shaving News podcast, and I joined with, when I set up, he's like, okay, get a microphone, all that, so I got this one. It was about $50 USD, and I now use a HP laptop, and that's really it. The recording process or audio, like the app that I use is Audacity. It's a free app. It works very well. You can adjust things on it. You can edit and everything. It's really good. So for you out there that want to become a podcaster or do your own podcast or record videos or something like that, I do highly recommend this equipment, and this and the Audacity app does work very well. So try it out if you want to, and there's really minimal investment if you have a laptop. Just make sure your laptop does have a pretty decent amount of power. And to be honest, for the up until about 6 months ago, I was using a 10-year-old desktop that I've had that was constantly upgraded, but I finally got rid of it because it couldn't cut it anymore. It didn't work very well anymore. But that was what I was using for 75% of the podcast. I used that. So I appreciate the email out there. Like I said, whoever out there wants to become a podcaster, trust me, I am not professional. I am not trained. I never went to school for anything like this. I just do it. So it could be done by anybody. There are a few wet shaving podcasts out there. So they're really, to be honest, they're really interesting content and stuff. And everybody's doing their own little thing. So try it if you want to try it out. There's really not much to it. And just practice a little bit and go online and do it. It'll be a lot of fun, and let me know if you need anything. You can always email me with any questions or anything like that. Like I said, I'll give you as much advice as I can. I'm not a pro, but I will definitely let you know anything that I know. All right? All right, guys. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So shaving with the straight razor, okay? This is the most important part and really probably the most fun when you're talking about actually starting or enduring your straight razor journey, right? So first and foremost, prep is everything, okay? You can get away with a semi-good prep with a safety razor, with a cartridge razor. You cannot get away with a bad prep or semi-good whatever prep with a straight razor. Prep is everything. So I highly recommend making sure you either take a hot shower prior to shaving or definitely get a hot towel on your face for a minimum of 10 minutes, really to get your face nice and warm, loosen up those hairs, get everything really nice and clean, all right? And then when you go to use your brush and soap, it is highly recommended to use a brush and soap or a cream, high quality, and do a good lather. You can bowl lather or face lather, it doesn't matter. But just make sure that you lather and you just keep adjusting your lather with water and make sure it's nice and your face is nice and saturated with cream and or soap, right? I do not recommend myself, but I'm not going to knock it for anybody else, using a pre-shave oil when straight razor shaving, or at least when starting out, because it will slick up your hands a little bit when you're trying to skin stretch, and that can lead to nicks or cuts. So don't use a, I don't recommend using an oil when you start. Oils are great. They do work, but I don't use them anymore. I used to use them back when I first started, but it does also kind of lead to accidents because you can slip a little bit or your hands can get slippery. So I don't recommend that. On the loom block, on alm block, some people call it, is a great tool and a great investment when you're starting to shave, straight razor shave. What you can do with this is usually, if you, for those of you who are not familiar with an alum block, it's like a, it's meant to really seal your face if you get nicks and cuts, right? And if you use it, it used to be used for deodorant way back in the day. Now, if you use this actual alum block, it will dry up your face, right? It's meant to dry up. So one thing, sidebar on this, it is great for getting rid of pimples. Just by the way, if you have like a, if you have acne and you just rub the alum block on your face, you know, several times a day, or if you do it like once a day in the morning and stuff, it will dry it out and it will actually clear your face up. I actually, it worked. It does work for me, and I've had it help. I've helped out other people with it as well by using that as an, and for $3 or $4, it's the best tool you can buy for that too. It does work. So using the alum block is just really to really get you. You just take your fingers, you slightly wet your fingers, and just put it on the alum block. Just rub it on the block, and it will dry up your hand enough to where even if your face is slick, you can do skin stretching techniques. And if you look on the picture that we have in the show notes, that gentleman that's in there, that's not me, by the way. He's actually skin stretching with his hand by pulling it down just to, so he can go against the grain there. So that's another really good tool, a very big, a very small investment, but a very big helper when you're shaving. I call it my little straight razor helper because it really does help with the skin stretching aspect. And remember that when you're shaving, to use skin stretching techniques and to make sure that you're holding your skin straight. I'm sorry, I think somebody in my house is singing in the background, so I'm in my office, but I can still hear it. So if you hear a little, if you hear singing in the background, I do apologize. It's probably my wife singing to my son. So anyway, moving on. Using the skin stretching technique, it's you hold the skin, you just stretch it just slightly, and it will just honestly take those hairs and bring them right up to like a 90 degree angle, and it really makes it easy to cut. For straight razor shaving, it makes it a night and day different approach to the actual technique aspect. A lot of guys do use that technique when using a safety razor as well, but a lot of them don't too. So yeah, so I do recommend skin stretching at first. Use the alum block to get your fingers to get some fingers dry with nice traction. So if you're covered in soap or cream, you can really really pinpoint where the area you want to go to and get that those hairs up to a 90 degree angle. And this really starts shaving. Well, when you're using your razor, really remember it's all about hair removal and not a BBS shave at first. I'm going to be completely upfront and honest with you. Your first few shaves are not going to be good. You might even have to use a cartridge razor or a safety razor to touch up just because you're learning technique, you're learning angles. A straight razor gives you an infinite amount of angles and a way that you can shave your face, as where you're really limited to a guard on a safety razor, or really the way that the cartridge razor will actually pivot. The safety razor, you have no guard, nothing. It's all you. So once you learn the right angle for yourself, it's going to go like you're going to have the best shaves of your life, right? So just really focus on just skin hair removal. And try not to do more than 3 passes on your first maybe 50 shaves, because you know it's gonna. You don't want to get your face all raw and then get discouraged because you have some spots here of hair, and then one spot you're gonna get like razor burn. It will happen. It happened to me. Just go ahead, do 2 passes, 1 or 2 passes. Even I, actually for the first 30 shaves, I do recommend doing 1 pass with the green pass. Just go ahead, nice and easy, and then. Once you start feeling more confident, you start getting your one pass more clear, and you can get about 90% of the stubble off on the first pass, then start going experimenting with the other passes. Learn technique, learn angles, learn how to use the razor first, because in those situations when you start going on, you know, across the grain or against the grain, that's really when the cuts happen. So just take your time. Really learn the razor, learn your face, learn how your hair grows. And most importantly, the last step, guys, practice makes perfect. Practice. Practice every day, practice every week, whenever you get a chance. I can tell you right now, it took me well over 6 months to really master the shave, and probably over a year before I can actually say, wow, I'm getting the full benefit of a straight razor. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of fun. And honestly, I really wish I had the time to use a straight razor more often. Now with my commute, I've recently relocated where I'm working. My commute's about an hour a day, an hour one way, so 2 hours a day. I just wish I could just spend a few extra minutes with the straight razor. So I've really limited my time with straight razors, honestly, to only a few times a month. But I still do love them from using them every day for years. So, yep, remember this steps again. And prep, the Allen block, skin stretching is a must. It's all about hair removal and not BBS at first. And practice makes perfect. Just take your time with technique and make sure that you keep that razor in good working order, which is the next part of our straight razor month. Next part in the final area of concern is keeping your razor sharp. Now, this is a difficult task to do when you're learning. That's why straight razor shaving is so complex compared to whatever everybody else thinks. Now, if you want to keep your razor and just send it out to get honed, highly recommend that. That's fine, but you still have to strop it. So stropping, remember we talked last episode about getting your strop and having a good quality strop. Now you have to practice stropping it. So practice stropping, watch videos. There's a couple videos that I have as well. And really learn how to strop the razor slowly and just really evenly. I do recommend taking a hanging strop and then putting it on a table and just going on it very slow, about 40 to 50 times prior to shaving. It works very well that way. And you won't nick or your strop or roll the edge and kind of destroy your edge, which you can do with a piece of leather. If you're watching the cartoons or movies, 99% of those are all wrong. They're doing it the wrong way. They're just doing it for look. So really practice stropping. I do recommend stropping before and after shaving. Before, just to get the oxidation off the razor and to get it nice and sharp, keen it up. And after, to remove any residue or anything like that you may not be able to see. And then just practicing on stropping too. Now buy a couple of, you might need one or two strops because there's a good chance your first strop might get destroyed. So you can buy like a cheater strop or like a practice strop and then just try it on that too. But I wouldn't use that on your primary razor for shaving if you wanted to practice. But really just watch as many YouTube videos as you can and just really practice. But take your time, and you're looking at starting out with straight razor shaving. Your shaves might take you anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour at the start. And then eventually, I think at one point I was able to do it in about 7 to 15 minutes with a prep razor and everything like that, and just work that way. So put aside at least 30 minutes to an hour. If you have kids and you have a family, or if you have, obligations and stuff like that, plan it out. Put it on a planner. Just really take the time to learn everything. And when it comes time to honing your razor, I do recommend your first straight razor to be professionally honed, just because it is difficult to learn that process. And if you don't have a really properly honed razor when you straight razor shave for the first time, the experience could be a little bit rough. If you've heard my story, you definitely know. For time reasons, I'll go into it another day, but I tried using a knife sharpener. It didn't work very well. And when it does come time for you to start learning how to hone, purchase one set of stones of the same company and practice on those first, instead of buying a Naniwa 1K and then a Norton 4K 8K and then a natural stone. Just really try to focus on one set and learn those stones first. Or if you do buy that set of stones, your mixture of stones, don't do anything else and don't buy other ones until you've mastered it on that one and you can get a good shave from your razor. And again, practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. If you are going to start learning how to hone and you purchase all the stones, I do recommend having one razor for shaving, which is professionally honed or ready to go, and then having another razor to practice on. And once you get that second razor ready to go and you know it's shaving really nicely, then you're ready. You can move on to the next step and start honing your own razors. So in summary, guys, with straight razor shaving, it's definitely a passion of mine and a passion of a lot of our listeners and a lot of the wet shavers out there. It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of practice. It's a little bit of about amount of work. It does take some time, but it's probably the most rewarding part of wet shaving because it is a difficult thing to do. And I could tell you right now, when you go to work or go to school or talk to a family at a family party, that you'll be the only one, if not one of the only ones. And if you aren't the only one, you're going to definitely have conversation with the other one that does it, that can shave with a straight razor and actually use this ancient technique in your everyday life. So that concludes the podcast for this week, guys. I do appreciate the time and everything that we went over today. I do have a passion for straight razors, and I really do enjoy it. A few things that I did leave in the show notes are the actual fall seasonal special previous links. So if you have some time, you want to listen to them, I've got 2016 through 2019 in the show notes. So you guys just click on that and listen to the fall seasonal specials and see how the wet shaving world has evolved in the last 5 years. And looking forward to, really, honestly, I'm really looking forward to going over this fall seasonal special. With 2020 being the way it is, I'm going to put a lot of extra time into this one and really make it special. So guys, thank you for listening. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to you guys, the listeners, and Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything he does in the wet shaving world. Don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, and always feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show is the Fall Seasonal Special 2020 on 10-12-20. Until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.